What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation at Critical Care Pharmacy Podcast. This is episode 353. In this episode, I'll discuss the format I use to write a pharmacy progress note. You can get the show notes for this episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode353. First, I'll talk about the format I do not use, and that is the SOAP note format. SOAP notes, or subjective, objective, assessment, and plan, are usually overkill and result in a lengthy note with lots of copy-pasting of information that did not originate from my expertise, like the physical exam or the review of systems. I think SOAP notes are great for physicians to document in a problem-based format, and for pharmacy professors to see how much material their students have learned, but I use an alternative to SOAP to structure my progress notes. And this alternative is called TITRS, T-I-T-R-S. And that stands for title, introduction, text, recommendation, and signature. I find this format helps me to be succinct, yet still communicate the information I feel is necessary in my notes. So here's how I write a pharmacy progress note using TITRS. In the title section, this answers the question of who am I and why am I here to help this patient? So this may say pharmacy, pain management. The introduction section answers the question, who's the patient and why are they in the hospital and in need of a pharmacy consult? So this may say 58-year-old female, status post hip replacement. In the text section, I put the subjective and objective information that's necessary to support my recommendations and relevant to me seeing the patient. In the recommendations, I make sure I'm clear, complete, and I follow them logically from the supportive text. And then in the signature section, I include my name, my title, and how I can be reached. And you can get an example progress note that uses the TITRS format and a 2-page guide on how to write a progress note in my free download area at pharmacyjoe.com/free. It's download number 14 on the list. For more in-depth training on using progress notes, sticky notes, and how to document your clinical pharmacy services, I have a brand new masterclass training in the Hospital Pharmacy Academy for this. You can sign up at pharmacyjoe.com/academy for immediate access. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.